This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A Pentagon spokesman said Sunday that the United States is watching with deep concern as Taliban insurgents take control of more territory in Afghanistan as American forces leave under President Joe Biden's withdrawal orders. Over nearly two decades, the U.S. has supplied Afghanistan with billions of dollars in weaponry to defend itself. But with Biden pulling U.S. troops out of the country by August 31st, control of the country is increasingly uncertain. Taliban insurgents say they already control 85% of the country. That's a contested claim. But the spokesman, John Kirby, did not dispute a Fox News assessment that 13 million Afghans live under Taliban control. 10 million are assessed to have lived under Afghan government rule and 9 million in contested regions. The U.S. first invaded the country in 2001 to overrun bases where al-Qaeda terrorists trained to launch the September 11th attacks on the United States that killed nearly 3,000 people. Even with the U.S. troop withdrawal, Kirby said American commanders would be able to advise Afghan forces from bases in other countries. But U.S. and NATO forces have mostly left Afghanistan already, and all will be gone by the end of August. President Biden last week staunchly defended the U.S. troop withdrawal, even in the face of the advances by the Taliban. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to urge caution Monday if he confirms plans to remove nearly all remaining COVID-19 restrictions in England on July 19th, this despite a surge in the number of cases. Earlier this week, Johnson set out proposals to eliminate rules on mask wearing and social contact. He will announce his final decision at a news conference on Monday. On Sunday, however, he released a statement urging caution, saying the pandemic is not yet over.